In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Angle,
yo,
and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, week four of the books after a Monday night football game that saw potentially the worst fantasy football loss of people's careers, as well as the greatest cover you'll ever see in that. And that means
my bookie.
MyBookie.ag, indeed. Corey Parson, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Week four in the books. Time to get ready for week five. And now we have the challenge of the bye weeks to go along with the injuries piling up. So this is a good time to be tuned in to FNTSY Radio. Because we going to get you covered. We going to get you ready to rock and roll. So, soon as I'm done with Scott, getting Scott ready for week five.
Yep.
Be ready to get everybody else ready for week five. But Cardano told me, work on Scott first, then get the audience.
All right, there you go. Scotty, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, and I appreciate all the support from a guy I may retire from fantasy football and another who I whip constantly. So, that's nice. You know, it's... You know, but I know it's just a ruse to try to, you know, get information from me. People always trying to find out what makes the king tick and what made him a Hall of Famer after 20 years. So, you know, you're going to have to come up with a better ruse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt Modica, sir, good morning to you.
Good morning. Week five is approaching where people will be bidding on some terrible running backs this week. that's the unfortunate thing, but that's life in the NFL at times. And also, there is a game in the Bronx. Big Irvin Santana versus Luis.
Yes, the boogie down. Right, so
Corey decked out in Yankee gear, and I got the Yankee World Series hat from 2009, I believe.
2009 against the Philadelphia Phillies. Yep, they won the chip at the new ballpark, at the new house in the Bronx. Now that's one thing I miss about October in the Bronx. The old house was much better. You feel what I'm saying? The old house was loud. You're right on top of people. You know what I'm saying? You had the, you know, you had the legendary plays, the slip. You know what I'm saying? You know, the big home runs. Those kind of moments haven't happened in the new house yet.
We had time. We got some time. We're just building it, man.
The new house is too corporate. It's too corporate. The new house is too corporate.
Corey's representing today, the big Yankee sweatshirt on, Yankee hat on. Fun game. Very excited to that. Okay,
I didn't
you.
Find out the game was tonight until I got here, though. Just coincidence.
He beat Adam Rodgers in Towers.
Coincidence.
He wears that outfit pretty consistently, so yeah.
Well, it's been the first time since it's been cool. It was very chilly this morning.
I'm saying, though, you wear the Yankee hat, the Yankee shirt, pretty often.
The Yankees are my baseball team.
Well, I'm a little nervous.
You're also the Mets.
But they're the only one, unlike you.
Should be good.
I'm nervous.
Well, how's my Washington Nationals doing? They in the playoffs, too, right?
They are. Could be your team is facing each other in the World Series.
That'd be fun. I'm rooting for the Yankees.
A front-runner's nightmare.
All right, we take a break. When we come back, Matt said it's a week where terrible running backs are going to get bid on. How much do we bid? Who's the worst? We'll tell you next.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Here. It's the Rodo Experts in the Morning. It's our waiver wire episode. Hour. It's time to tell us how much they've been at.
Is it TA Tuesday?
No. That was tip.
All right, you know what? We can play songs with TI on days that aren't Tuesday, Thursday. All right? Making that clear.
So he's a Bronco fan.
Great. Unrelated.
Nothing to do with waiver wire.
Or the Yankees.
Unless you're going to pick up Devontae Booker.
Yeah, he's a guy. The guys that I'm looking at this week, if I own C.J. Anderson, I want to have Devontae Booker somewhere buried on my bench.
So let me start there. We lost Dalvin Cook this week, right? Lord. We lost Chris Carson this week, all right? You lost Rob Kelly as well. But you mentioned...
We never had Rob Kelly. Fine. We barely knew you, Fat Rob.
Well, I mean, the Jordan Montgomery...
You lost Ty Montgomery last Thursday. Hold on. He thinks
for a second.
He admits he could play this week. Okay. But you lost potentially four starting running backs here. Is this the week, and now I'm going to start with you, is this the week that no matter which running back you have, you go, you know what, I'm going to get the handcuff?
I think possibly so. I mean, the guy in Los Angeles that I'm looking at is Eckler. Is that how you say his name?
Eccles or something like that. Eckler. Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler.
Who the F is Austin
he
Eckler?
He had a nice 35-yard touchdown run. Who's the guy I follow on Twitter? The I almost said the Los Angeles Chargers beat writer. Is it Dan Wokey? He's been on him. Some other people have mentioned him. I think it's time to start looking at guys that if they can get that role,
right?
And it's, you know, you want to be a running back in the Anthony Lynn offense.
Yeah, exactly. So you got the Bo Oliver thing. You got the Austin Eckler thing. Because right now, Melvin Gordon's not healthy. Melvin Gordon, more than likely, once again this week, going to trot his ass out there, play a half a quarter, and go back to the bench. And you got to start him. That's the thing that sucks about it. But we do need to start lining up and getting these backups together. The backup for Jay Ajayi, the backup for gentlemen I just mentioned, Melvin Gordon, players like that. Listen, it's going to be a weird feeling. People going to wake up tomorrow morning. People going to wake up Thursday morning and be like, yes, I got Latavius Murray. No. No. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. He's going to get carries. He's going to have opportunities. He's already talking about I'm hurt. He's already letting you know, listen, my ankle's banged up. It's bothering me. Listen, I'm doing
the
best I can.
Christmas gift.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a thing of get the guy who apparently has the job now when it's a Latavius Murray, when Kenyon Drake, if you know, he gets a chance to start, is going to outproduce him. And this is what I was talking about, you know, being ahead of the curve, keeping the guys on your watch list, but it's time to get them off the watch list and, you know, get them onto your team like a week ahead of everybody else. Look at these guys, like Corey said, who are banged up, who are injured. Even if it's a Mike Tolbert, you got to get him.
All right, well, hold on,
Mike Tolbert's too fat.
Here's my problem.
But if LeSean McCoy goes down, who gets the ball?
But here's my problem with that. Number one, given bye weeks and given some of the injuries we've discussed, I don't have the ability to go out and spend a week early on all of these guys that you mentioned. Kenyon Drake, Mike Tolbert, Austin whatever, Eccles.
Eckler,
him. I don't have that ability to just stash 17 of these dudes on my bench right now. That's not
what we're saying. What we're saying
you
is...
You used to go out and get these guys now. That's what you
what
said.
I'm saying one of these guys now.
It's Which one?
Like, you know, you have your contingent bids whether you have regular waivers or fab.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, you want to get one or two of these guys.
Which ones?
Well, I mean, here's a question.
That's what I'm saying. We'll rank them as we go through.
We have to talk about it. I mean, I know Ty Montgomery's possible to play this week. I don't see how, if you have multiple broken ribs, you're going to play 10 days later. I would be very suspect on that. I mean, how much money are you going to blow in fab on like Aaron Jones? I mean, we saw Friday night, Corey, we would say, what, 35%?
I see where Greg's coming from, you know, because you can't get all of these guys
Correct.
On your roster.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to, as we talk this through, make it a priority.
Yep.
You know, maybe you get one of these guys that, you know, who is going to have the job now, and then you get another guy who might be ahead of the curve. As far as broken ribs, ask Corey because I'm about to break three of his.
Let me say Aaron Jones. Let me jump on Matt right quick.
Let me chime in here. Is Aaron Jones the guy you want more than anybody in the waiver wire?
According to inside injuries, you know, Jamal Williams, you know, is dealing with a knee injury that could cause him to miss some time. So Jones might be the guy to step up and run with the opportunity.
It's still a pack of running back. I don't think you want to make a pack of running back number one waiver priority, especially when Ty Montgomery is talking about he could play. I think that'd be difficult to do. 238 was the winning bid on Friday night for Aaron Jones. I don't mind him at that price.
Jamal Williams' optimal recovery time, according to Inside Injuries on rotoexperts.com, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, like, say you win Latavius Murray, but you spend, say, 33% of your fab. I mean, I get it, but it's... You're not happy.
When you run regular waivers, you have to know in what order am I prioritizing these guys.
Well, both regular waivers and FAB, yeah. Right? Like, I need to know who spend the most money on. I lost the running back. I lost Dalvin Cook here this week. Am I going to get Aaron Jones? Am I getting Latavius Murray? Somebody help me. Like, you're sitting here poo-pooing Latavius Murray. Matt, you're saying,
going after Ekeler. That's going to be one of my guys that I'm going to go after this week. I think I can get him cheaper.
You want him more than you want Latavius Murray?
I'm not willing. I'll put in a keep-me-honest bid. I'm not spending, you know, $350 or $300 of my FAB on...
So that's 30-35% here of your budget.
But what if you need to help?
I think he's going above 20.
What if you need to help now, though? Because Ekeler not going to get the work this week.
So I would look at Lat Murray because of the situation. He is replacing a starting running back. He's been a starting running back before. I would say Lat Murray is the number one guy to target on the waiver wire. Listen, it's not going to be pretty, but it is what it is. Take it,
How much?
Hopefully nobody's listening. I will take you inside of my league right now. He's hopefully there, nobody's listening.
I'm listening, and I need help.
I have five.
I'm putting in my bid as we speak right now.
I have 547 remaining.
Okay.
This is a draft I did back in June, so obviously it spent up a little heavier when the season started.
Okay.
I have 547 remaining, right?
Yep.
The people in my league, I'm looking at their budgets also.
Okay.
Now, some of them are going to be able to clearly outbid me, so I'm not worried about them. But out of the guys that I can outbid, my price out of my 547 is 357. This is a team that had Dalvin Cook on it. So this is more than half of my budget going for
I understand what Corey's doing there. And I think it's the right move. But, I mean...
Am I happy about it, Matt? No.
I'm
not.
That's the point.
Yeah,
what Corey's saying, though, is it's your situation.
It's my situation.
You're desperate. You lost Dalvin Cook. Look,
I'm not I still got Carlos Hyde. I still have Carlos Hyde. I still got LeGarrette Blount. I still got Pop Quiz, Jaquiz. You know, I still got those players right there. So I'm not.
It's not the end of the world.
I would be more comfortable with Lat Murray on this team.
I have Dalvin Cook on five teams. On three of them, I'm backed up well. I don't have to go out spending him on another one. I already have Latavius Murray, but there's one league where I've lost him and I've lost Chris Johnson, and I'm going to have to put a heavy bid. But another one, I'm just popping C.J. Anderson in there, so I don't have to bid heavy on a mediocre Lat Murray.
Yeah. Now, running back number two.
Yep.
Alvin Kamara in the PPR.
Okay.
If Alvin Kamara's on your waiver wire in the PPR, you can make him your second priority.
If Alvin Kamara's available,
I would make him priority over Murray.
This is a disagreement that we always have.
I'm on your side of it.
The consistency of PPR running backs is very scary to me.
We saw this
in Corey, I cannot let you do this, okay? The consistency of Latavius Murray.
What is that accent?
That's the black accent.
Oh, okay. No, this is Corey. don't even try that, okay? That's the way you talk, all right?
Let's confirm that.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing this guy.
I am black in my family. So I don't know what you're talking about.
We all laughing, right, having a good time.
Anyway, I cannot let you do this, I cannot let you do this, Corey. I cannot let you do this. You're talking about consistency with Latavius friggin' Murray.
But Latavius,
do you watch football, Corey?
Latavius Murray can touch the football 15 to 18 times a game. Alvin Kamara
for how many yards?
Alvin Kamara
for how many yards?
You're right. For how many yards? Alvin Kamara is not going to touch the ball that much.
This is where, I mean, for me, I've been stating this since the preseason. He was drafted
the Reggie Bush role
for a role. Sproles, Bush,
yeah.
And this guy has, as we know, Peyton hates a couple of his running backs, but this guy has been talked up like no other, and we've seen this week What the possibilities are. Is it going to be every single week that this guy gets it?
What's
done?
His floor? His weekly floor. See, if his weekly floor is 3 for 39, I'm pissed off.
But you know what, though? That's what you might get from Murray. And Murray's already come out and said his ankle is not 100%. The player himself said, I cannot let you do this, Corey. Do you watch football?
Corey, Scott, how much are you spending on Latavius Murray?
I would blow half my budget on Alvin Kamara.
That's right. I would go like 55% on Alvin Kamara.
You're not worried about the usage.
I'm not.
No.
I'm not.
You know why? Because Sean Payton has historically used pass-catching running backs regularly in his offense.
But I think that, but I truly believe that in a Minnesota offense, if they get into the five, who's getting the ball? Latavius Murray every single time.
Here's the thing with that.
How you're often about, are they going to get into the five with Case Keenum and Latavius Murray as their two key players?
Okay, the last PPR back in Sean Payton's offense was Travaris Cadet.
It's true.
Well, what about all the guys before that, though?
What about Travaris Cadet?
He's not Travaris Cadet.
Listen, we'll come back. We'll talk more about the running backs. There's a lot to really break through here. There's a lot to talk about. We'll continue the discussion next on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
All right, let's try to do this in a civilized manner. I believe that Latavius Murray should be your number one waiver wire ad this week.
I'm not happy about it. I think Alvin Kamara is a better player.
If Alvin Kamara is out there, I'm going out. In a PPR format, without a doubt, it's Alvin Kamara for me.
If you need help, it also depends on your situation. If you need... Well, then again, though, it's like I could start Kamara this week.
You can't start Kamara this week. Because he doesn't play this week.
Right, so he's on a bye.
That's a major issue.
You know, if you're looking at just, you know, you're looking a little bit the longer term, and you can plug somebody in different than Murray this week, I'd much rather have Kamara.
I'm going to look big picture as opposed to one. The one thing I will say, I would assume, this is me assuming, that going forward without Dalvin Cook, the guy in the red zone and inside the green zone, as we like to call it.
You know, Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph is going to become a factor again. Look at last year. We're going back to like a last year's kind of format for the Vikings. So I'm going to try.
All right, we're talking about Latavius Murray. You're talking about passing down backs when it comes to Alvin Kamara. How much would you spend on Jerick McKinnon?
A dollar make you holler on McKinnon. McKinnon is going to go probably in that 10% range of what you have left is probably a good idea if you want to get a piece of McKinnon. McKinnon is nothing special. We've seen him before. I mean, we've seen Latin Murray before. Neither player is nothing special. Latin Murray's the big guy, fast. His ankle is going to give out at some point. That's a good reason to have McKinnon is because Murray's ankle is going to give out.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you're playing PPR, McKinnon has more appeal. If you're not playing PPR.
That's the thing. It's like knowing the bum ankle, too. There's no way I wouldn't take Kamara over him.
Listen, what was the stat you gave me earlier, Matt? The McKinnon had the third most catches for running backs.
I believe in the second half of the year.
That is not useless. That's more than a dollar to make you holler.
When you got to figure out when he's going to be tough
to
play.
If Murray goes down, he is the only guy there.
Murray's going to go down. Murray's going to be hurt.
But I mean, Aaron Jones. What are we bidding on Aaron Jones? Because I mean, look, even if
Aaron Jones, what have you bid on Aaron Jones and he don't play?
I mean, look,
why would he play?
Ty Montgomery might play.
According to inside injuries, Ty Montgomery could be out for about four weeks.
According to Ty Montgomery, he thinks he can play this week.
But the player
always says that.
Always.
Murray didn't say that. Murray was like, not always.
It's going to happen soon. A lot of times the player will say, I'm going to play, and it doesn't happen.
But it's not just Ty Montgomery, right? Mike McCarthy says he's going to try to play this week.
And what happens?
Are we going to believe coach speak?
Say he plays this week. Multiple broken ribs. Yeah. But he gets on the field, whatever, flak jacket, whatever he got on.
Yeah. Bulletproof vest.
There's a good chance he re-injures himself at some point.
Definitely.
And then he's out for
inside injuries. With multiple broken ribs, you know, it's very, very. Very, very bad outlook.
Well, listen, I believe you guys.
You're taking a risk.
Guys, correct me if I'm wrong. Rob Kelly had multiple broken ribs, missed a week, came back, re-injured himself last night.
Yeah.
We could be seeing a similar situation to Ty Montgomery. I will also say this. Rob Kelly missed that one game, but the Packers had 10 days. So I think there's a legitimate chance you may go spend on Aaron Jones this week. Tom O'Grady could play this week. I understand what
inside
Jones
is. That's why I'm laying off Aaron
Jones. It's 10 days, though, in between games.
Here's the thing with Aaron Jones. I'm not going to put in, like, a crazy bid on him.
Okay.
I think you put something like an honest bid on him, and you have him. Because if this, look, Montgomery's been awesome. For fantasy purposes, he's got the job done.
Unbelievable.
But, like I'm saying, if he has this injury, there's a good chance. From what I'm seeing, it should be multiple weeks that he's out from doctors and stuff. Not from Ty Montgomery or the head coach. But say he plays. Say he re-injures himself. Now you have somebody. Maybe you're able to get him on all this positive news. Maybe you get him at a cheaper price.
And I don't mind that. I don't mind making him a conditional bid. You know, if I'm going after the Lat Murrays, if I'm going after the Kamaras, who's not available in none of the leagues that I play in, you know, I would make him a conditional bid. Maybe if, you know, you're like a McGuire or somebody like that, I would try to have him in the mix also. So, you know what? If you're a Dalvin Cook owner, I think you go the Murray route. If you're not a Dalvin Cook owner, drop down a little bit. Drop down to the McKinnons. Drop down to Austin Eckler. Drop down to homeboy Aaron Jones. You feel what I'm saying?
Would you spend a dollar or so on Jamal Williams, though? Or is Jamal Williams thing done?
He might not play this week.
No, I don't think he will.
It seems like he escaped a major injury. Maybe I throw some small on him. Look, if you get him for nothing, then hey, yeah.
Aaron Jones might just be a 1 to 2 week play, but here's what inside injuries are saying: that the Packers are calling him day to day, but this would be a very quick turnaround if he played in week 5. Multiple rib fractures need 4+ weeks to heal, and if they are displaced fractures, it can take even longer.
I would bet the fracture is not displaced if he's talking about playing this week.
A player can comfortably return from a single rib fracture within a few weeks.
And from my understanding, these players return. It does not take them a month to return from broken ribs. It just doesn't.
They get loaded up.
What example do you have that debate?
They get loaded up with the good stuff. Who?
Rob Kelly's my latest example.
That happened. That was last
night.
He
went out last night.
Here's the other thing. Is the fact that he was playing over 90% of the snaps.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to come. If he comes back, that's coming down.
True.
I mean, Jones proved he can get the, you know, he's wasn't somebody that can go in there.
I could be wrong about this. Wasn't Randall Cobb a rib thing also?
I thought Randall Cobb was the
shoulder.
Chest.
Was it the shoulder
in the game? Then he had a chest thing in practice.
But that could be rib. I mean, so I don't really. We don't really know what's wrong with him either. To me,
Tony Romo played with a broken rib before.
He probably did. Or a flat jacket, right?
Yep.
I just think it's really tough.
It's the amount of ribs we're talking about too, though.
Listen, all I'm saying is that with those 10 days in between, that's the only reason I think there's a shot that Montgomery plays here this week.
But I also think that all this injury optimism on Montgomery is going to depress Aaron Jones' price.
Unless you're
the Ty Montgomery owner,
right,
who's probably going to be more aggressive.
Okay, so guys, I want to move on. So give me a price. If you are the Ty Montgomery owner, how much are you spending on Aaron Jones? Corey.
How much fab do I have? Give me my dollar number.
You got 75.
I got $75 left. Yes. I got $75 of my fab left. I'm a Ty Montgomery owner. I'm looking to scoop up Aaron Jones, $35.
Okay, Scott, let's say you're not a Ty Montgomery owner. You got $75 left. How much would you spend? You are not a Ty Montgomery owner.
Looking at the big picture, as Matt would say here, you know, this could be short.
Number, Scott.
This could be, you know what, Corey?
we got a lot of guys to get to. Okay.
Oh, now you're going to act like that. Come on now.
You
sit up here and talk trash all morning. Now you're
going to
get all sensitive.
I'm tired of you. Don't mess with me this morning.
These people need help.
Let me finish my answer. $27.
You put your headphones down. Okay.
What?
$27 then.
Yeah.
If you're not a Ty Montgomery owner, you're spending $27 on Aaron Jones.
If I have a Ty Montgomery, I'm spending $27. But if I'm not, I'm trying to look at the big picture, as Matt would say. Okay. I can only use them for maybe 1-2 weeks, so I'd probably spend about $17.
I put like 20% of my fab on.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So that's Aaron Jones. Let me get to Seattle now. Scott, I'll go back to you. We talked a lot about this. We have no idea what to expect. Let's assume Eddie Lacy, CJ Procise, Thomas Rawls, J.D. McKissick, all four of these dudes are on the waiver wire, because it is possible they are. Mm-hmm. If not probable, they are.
It should be.
What order would you buy them in, and how much would you spend?
Am I a Carson owner or not?
Both.
If I'm a Carson owner, I'm probably going to say, okay, you know what? You answer for me.
Come on, just give me an answer.
Can I finish for once?
Yeah. Did I interrupt you?
Yeah. He constantly is. If I'm a Carson owner, I would say I'd probably go 24 on Rawls, maybe 17 on Lacey. Prosize is more of a wild card. He doesn't replace Carson. So okay. I wouldn't be bringing necessarily on Prosize and McKissick to replace those guys. If I'm not an owner of those, you have to play it very safe here because you just don't know what the situation is. I'd probably say about 18 on Rawls, maybe 14 on Lacey, about 13 on Prosize, and probably only about $4 or $5 on McKissick.
So you are believing Pete Carroll in saying that Rawls was going to get the first shot. Is that what you're saying?
I think I have to put some stock in that.
Okay.
Like I said earlier in the show, though, Rawls and Lacey are going to share carries, and it's a question of who plays better when they're on the field.
All right, this is the point that I wanted to make about this Chris Carson thing. If you're a Chris Carson owner, you weren't depending on Chris Carson the way you were depending on Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook was a part of your roster construction. Dalvin Cook was a part of your long-term plan. If you're a Chris Carson owner, you just happen to come up on Chris Carson. So replacing Chris Carson is not that big of a deal.
That's true. And the Seattle running back situation, to me, is a money pit. I would put Rawls ahead because if he does get this job, Carroll kind of is indicating that. And then after him, it would be C.J. Prosize. One of those two guys I'd want to possibly acquire. I mean, Prosize has the most talent.
I can't bid that heavy on Prosize because I just feel like I'm going to end up throwing him back in the waiver bid again because he'll be out 2 to 4 weeks.
I'm not bidding that high on Rawls neither, though.
Listen, all I know is that Eddie Lacy was the guy that was active and played kind of well on Sunday.
He did.
I wouldn't put a nickel on Eddie Lacy.
Okay. Here are other running backs you may want to bid on this week. A quick hitter. Corey, how much did you bid on Wayne Gallman?
Wayne Gallman, I put $4 on Wayne Gallman.
$4 on Wayne Gallman. Scott, how much did you put on? I know you own him in a couple of spots. How much would you put on Alex Collins if he's there?
He's having fumbling issues, too, so I wouldn't go too high. I'd probably say about $14.
All right, $14 there. Yeah. That's pretty
high.
I'd spend
my entire budget on Gallman.
I'm joking. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's that. How much would you spend, Matt, on this guy that you're talking about, not Aaron Eckhart, but the other guy?
Austin Eckler.
I'm going to put like 10%, maybe a little more.
So you're pretty in on Austin Eckler.
I'm pretty scared about Melvin Gordon.
Take a break. We'll come back. I want to hit some wide receivers to pick up here this week. It's Fantasy Football. Fantasy Football Waiver Wire preview here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year. Much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
Lot of names on the wire here this week. McKinnon, Murray, Jones,
Eckler.
I didn't know he existed until just a few moments ago.
Oh,
I
have a phone. I think that was Don Burns. Yeah, that was, son of a gun.
I'm in.
You are safe.
I'm a little shaken from the talk that went on during
the break.
That's all right.
I've been looking forward to it tonight, though.
Okay. I don't know what you're looking forward to.
I've been looking forward to it.
He will be.
The baseball game tonight. I'm particularly paying attention to the broadcast booth. That's it.
So you know that this broadcast team has been together for several years now?
They have.
Yeah.
I don't watch Sunday Night Baseball.
Clearly.
No.
Yeah. This is Dan Shulman's last game. Dan Shulman is also not a baseball after this.
What is he going to do next?
Since we're spending more time with the family, he'll be announcing, like, I think the playoffs. He'll do some weekday games, but he will not be doing every Sunday night anymore.
Oh, so he can just work when he want to work.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Or, so they said, look, we're going to put this guy there.
No.
I like him. I think he's good.
Showman's the best they got.
I definitely like him. I'm just saying, sometimes, you know.
Showman's the best they got. Okay. So
back to fantasy football?
Yeah.
We can do that. All right, so what we got?
A couple other names.
Andre Ellington.
He's right.
Ellington. Ellington. Yes. Go get
him. I didn't start him, though, unfortunately.
I didn't start him either.
I started
him. And I had him in my lineup, and I started. And you know who I started? Isaiah Crowell.
I started Theo Riddick, and, you know, I probably would have started James White. You only got 10 points. I still would have lost.
Ellington's great because we're ending up in the bye weeks, and this is a guy that's really producing in the passing game.
And one thing about Ellington is you see how, like, Ellington is not. Can't run the football and dominate the offense like David Johnson can, but he can catch the football like David Johnson.
It's like I've said, when a special player goes down, it takes a bunch of guys to step up to represent the skill set.
Like when I'm out,
unfortunately,
it takes a unified effort to replace me, Scott. When I'm out,
it takes a village, Scott.
Greenwich Village.
There you go, King.
Don't start with me. Right. I'm not in the mood. I had a bad night.
Those are the running backs. And Corey mentioned $4 a Wayne Gallman, too. So those are the running backs here.
So we talk 40 cents on Wayne Gallman. Going to Will Fuller?
We're going to Will Fuller. Who's number one, exactly. Who's number one.
Well, you and I picked up
for nothing last week, all right? So he's number one guy, I believe, on the waiver wire right now for wide receivers, okay? Will Fuller, I do want to say, and I know, Scott, you said it doesn't matter because he got two touchdowns. He catch two touchdowns, but he only had four touchdowns for 35 yards on Sunday. The two touchdowns count, but... Four catches for 35 yards total for Will Fuller against a brutal Titans secondary. It was his first game back. I understand that. But Will Fuller, I believe the top waiver wire at wide receiver. Matt, how important is it to get?
I mean, look, if you need wide receiver help, this was a guy we saw last year. Look, he has boomer bust potential for weeks. He has had a problem holding on to balls. Oh. But he was a guy that I was drafting before he got injured, you know, later on, and somebody I wanted to have on my bench that somebody could pop, the possibility that he could pop. Look, on the other side of the field is Hopkins. So if teams are going to try and take Hopkins out, this guy can take the top off the defense. Watson showed in his first game back. He's not afraid to throw it to him. So I'm in on him.
That's a player I would love to have a second opportunity with right now.
Will Fuller?
Is DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
DeAndre Hopkins might finish as 1-1 as far as wide receivers go this season.
Listen, over Antonio Brown?
Over Antonio Brown. That Texan passing game is humming right now. Deshaun Watson has that thing running properly currently. I think that the young man, Will Fuller, is the number one added wide receiver. I'm not going crazy on him, no. I'm not going no more than 13 to 15% of what I have right now.
I understand you're trying to put it into perspective by saying he did score two touchdowns. But you know what? Watson is the best quarterback that they've had in a while. And, you know, he's going to be relevant. He's somebody that I think immediately gets wide receiver four consideration. So, and especially in bye weeks, this is a guy that you can plug in. You said 4 for 35. You know, this week it could be 5 for 71 and no touchdown, and you get 12 points. So I'm good with bidding something significant on him.
All right, who would you rather have, Devin Funches or Will Fuller?
I'm going to go Will Fuller for me, but
I say Fuller too.
Devin Funchess is a guy that, you know, we've been talking about.
In a standard, I'd rather have Funchess. In a PPR, I'd rather have Fuller.
Okay. Greg?
I hate Devin Funchess.
You're not alone. You are not alone.
Scored twice this week, just like Fuller.
I'm going to go.
I did too, Scott. It's a good week when you can get it done like that.
There you go.
I'm going to go Fuller.
I'm going
Fuller. I mean, I hate to say it. It's a lot closer than I would think with Funches.
Yeah.
But look, there's no Greg Olsen, so this might really be the opportunity that he needed.
I look at Carolina's offense. Don't get me wrong. I think this was an aberration what we just saw this past week versus New England's historically bad defense. You look at Houston's offense. Houston's not as good as it looked, and Carolina's probably not as bad as it's been. So when you average it out, I still would give the slight edge to Fuller. I'm just never comfortable.
You don't know what you're going to get from Carolina. Look, they played New Orleans 2 weeks ago and didn't do anything. And then he did it against New England. I think it's going to be up and down, okay, and up and down.
But Houston has Kansas City coming to town.
I took the 180 2 weeks ago, whatever,
on Watson.
Yeah. But let's say Watson played those same Patriots.
Yep.
Watson played the Titans, who have a horrific secondary.
Yep.
Horrific secondary. So
he did what he's supposed to do.
And Cam Newton did what he was supposed to do there. So now Watson is playing the Chiefs this week.
Yeah.
So let's see. It should be a tougher test.
He gets them at home. I just look at the rookie quarterback as more of a sponge. And when he starts to get success, it continues to roll. Whereas Cam is not a sponge at this point. When Cam has success, it can leave the next week.
But if Cam turns back into Cam and says, you know what,
he's a better player than Watson, obviously.
Now I'm going to use Funchess. I don't have Olsen.
Yeah.
Funchess is now a guy. Benjamin maybe pops like some people believe. A lot of smart people believe.
You know what it comes down to? Let's say Cam rebounds. I still think Watson is a better pure passer than Cam.
Okay. Now.
But he doesn't have to be, though. I mean, Cam's put up MVP type.
Yeah, but when you're talking about Cam playing his game, though, he's running, though. You're talking about a guy who had the lowest completion percentage 2 weeks ago. I think Deshaun Watson is a better passer. You're talking about the receiver. I think the better throwing quarterback is Watson.
And look,
who has the better offense?
I think Houston does.
Who would you rather start this week?
Who's Cam playing this week? I haven't looked. I don't know. I want to know before I say it. We'll take a look.
Yeah, you got to fight.
Text Jake.
Jake at midnight.
The Panthers are in Detroit this week.
The Panthers are in Detroit.
That's tough.
Detroit's played well.
Houston.
You got to figure Peter's going high. He's going to deal with D-Hop. I think I'd rather play Will Fuller this week. And then that's how I would do it on the waiver wire. Who would you rather play this week?
I'd rather go with Will Fuller this week than Devin Funchess. Here's another name that, by the way, that in standard, in Yahoo leagues, I get it's Yahoo, everyone hates Yahoo, but whatever. Yahoo leagues, which is the standard league for a lot of people and a lot of our listeners, this guy is on 8% of leagues.
Who's that?
Jerron Brown.
Jerron Brown should be picked up, yeah. He's involved in too much of that offense. What's his name? Palmer is throwing too many passes. He is getting targeted. I saw a great stat. I wish I could remember it and who even sent it. But he is a significant part of that offense.
Jerron Brown in 2 of the last 3 weeks has been targeted double-digit times by Carson Palmer. I understand nobody likes him. But I mean, listen to the schedule. Listen to the schedule. Philly, Tampa, L.A., San Francisco. Then you finally get Seattle.
That's a nice
four-game set.
You
got
to pick
them
up because defenses are constantly trying to take away Larry Fitzgerald. So what the veteran quarterback does is says, look, I go to my next biggest target.
Jerron Brown is legit, man.
Brown played this past week,
He
too.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Jerron Brown played 96% of snaps,
throw,
I believe.
They don't run it.
96% of snaps.
Yes.
8 receptions, 105 yards on 12 targets.
That's the other thing, I'm sorry. That's the other thing real quick. They can't run the ball. So.
Who would you rather have? You got one pickup to make this week, Andre Ellington or Jerron Brown?
Depends on what I need.
You know what?
A flex.
Okay. I'm going to go Jerron Brown. More upside.
I would go Ellington.
I think I'm going to go Ellington just first. I think those dump off passes are going to
be check
there.
Baby, check baby, 1-2.
You know, you see how Carson Palmer can't move and, you know, doesn't want to keep getting
Carson Palmer's going to keep throwing, and I think Jerron Brown is more upside.
Yeah, I look at the offensive line and Carson Palmer being advanced in age, and I think he wants to get the ball out of his hands as quick as possible, and I think Andre Ellington is that guy. That's what I think.
I think he'd go either way, though.
You know what else I think? I think Bruce Arians should be fired, too.
Bruce Arians will be fired at the end of the year.
Okay. I just wanted to put that out there.
I don't know that he will be.
I think so.
I don't know that he will be. I really don't.
They're going to give this guy an extension? First off, this team is going to be a totally different team next year. You got to turn over a
new quarterback. You'll have a new quarterback.
I mean, Fitzgerald might play again, but, you know.
Fitzgerald's done, too. We'll see. We'll see when it comes to that. So, Jerron Brown, Devin Funchess, Will Fuller, the top three wide receivers I have on my list. You do have Josh Doctson that's out there. Remember, he has the bye.
Oh, I'd be going in on Doctson.
He has a bye this week. I do want to clarify
that. That's sometimes the time to get
him. Yeah, absolutely.
You know why?
Especially in a lot of mainstream leagues, people will not bid on a guy who's on a bye.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, those guys, here are some lower guys that you may want to remember. John Brown did return this week to the Cardinals. Almost had a touchdown. I know, one of you guys didn't love this guy, but Adam Humphries, man, getting the job done. And Humphries faces the New England Patriots on Thursday night.
All right, 1 week play.
I would load him up. I would try to get as many bucks. I want a piece of that game.
In the future, though, refer to him as Smokey John Brown.
Hey, what's the, let me go to my bookie.
I would use Humphries this week. But overall, I don't think you can anywhere rely on him.
I don't know if I can put Humphries. I have to be really... It's got to be like a 14-team league.
All right. Tyler Lockett could still be out there, although I doubt it at this point.
I don't think Lockett's out there after last week. I mean, no.
I don't think he's worth the pickup at all.
55.5.
And here...
Tampa Bay, New England.
Gentlemen, here are the last three wide receivers. I think we need to talk about it when we get back and wrap up the program. Taylor Gabriel with Julio Jones banged up and Mohamed Sanu banged up.
Jones this week.
With Jordan Matthews out and Geronimo Allison, if he's still out there, he's a guy you want to own. Talk about those three guys and wrap up the program with Jake Seeley next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
RotoExperts.com/DKMS as we try to help end blood cancer with bone marrow donations. And RotoExperts.com/DKMS, that is the place you need to go to find out just incredibly relevant information and how to help save lives. Literally, you can donate bone marrow, you can do other types of blood transfusions, and there's just so much more now that you can do than ever before. So go to RotoExperts.com/DKMS and just learn how to help save lives. Scroll to the bottom of the page, you can potentially play in a DFS contest for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Please check it out and please help save lives. Let's bring in the only kid, Jake Seeley. Good morning, Jake.
Yeah.
How's it going, Greg?
It's going pretty well. It's going pretty well as long as we stick to things that are on the air and not off the air. Jake.
We didn't have no bad things happen in that break just now.
Not that
break. No, not that break. I'm still shaking from the ability.
I don't know why you're shaking, though, Matt.
I don't know. Scott got a little too raw for my liking.
Jake, I have three. I have three names out there. I want you to rank them for me, if you may. I don't have a link to click yet.
this week or the rest of the season?
Pick up wise, the guys I want to pick up for this week.
Okay. All right.
Taylor Gabriel, Zay Jones, and Geronimo Allison.
I would go. So as of today, assuming Devontae Adams can play, I'm going Zay Jones, Gabriel, then Allison.
You think Adams plays?
The fact is, he was trying to get the hell out of the hospital that night. He wanted to get out of there. Yeah. I know it was a critical looking hit, and we all were taken back by it and the suspension that came from it. But the guy was trying to get out of there and get back. And as long as he clears the concussion protocol, the rest of the body is functioning. That's all that we have to worry about.
I expect him to play this week.
Really?
I expect him to play this week.
So do I.
Yeah. Wow. Sky, you said it's indefinite.
I don't think inside injuries are saying there's no timeline. You really can't predict how a guy is going to necessarily heal. I can't assume anything. Plus, even if Allison is in there, he's down in the pecking order. So I'd probably go for and with the Falcons, it's – they have a bye this week,
yes,
and they'll have time to heal. So Zay Jones probably be my first pick.
Matt, Zay Jones.
Well, the Gabriel factor is no Sanu. Sanu's out at least 2 to 4 weeks, and he becomes the number two now.
Yep, exactly, which is why I put him in there. Matt, you kind of did the Zay Jones thing for a while. He's dropped a lot of passes, and every time he gets an opportunity, he kind of lets you down. Are you going to give him another shot?
I mean, I'll put a small bit. I'd rather have Gabriel than him.
Okay, so
in a deep league, I'm throwing a dollar in on Andre Holmes.
Are you?
Yeah.
When are you ever going to want to start Andre Holmes, though?
I'm saying, look, he's got to throw to somebody.
And yeah,
if Jones is going to drop it, we've seen Holmes score touchdowns before.
You're never going to want to play Andre Holmes.
What the hell is Andre Holmes?
He's Austin Eckles' friend.
Remember, he used to be on the Raiders?
Yes, we play for the Bills. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Raiders
okay.
and Browns. You play for.
I'll tutor you after.
Scott got to use my work. He got to use my stuff to get back at me.
If I use your stuff, I would have shares of Isaiah Crowell. Thankfully, I don't have any.
But then Corey would own any Lacy and Samaje Perine.
If I'd have used your stuff, I'd have been telling people how you would rather have Sam Perine over Kareem Hunt.
That's right.
Don't forget about that.
Right.
Sucker.
Corey, what's coming up next?
Coming up on Tuesday is very easy to put the Tuesday program together. We'll go through which is important. We'll go through the ones. We'll get some waiver wire talk in. We'll give out our game balls. I got to get that done in the break. We'll go through the ones. We'll give out our game balls. You know, take some phone calls. We'll have a good time on the Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go, with the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, who you just heard from, Wall Street, Matt Modica, and, of course, the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. Prediction for tonight, Matt Modica.
Irvin Santana, complete game shutout.
Oh!
No hitter.
No hitter.
Yeah.
Corey?
Yankees advance.
I'll say the Irvin Santana perfect game happens tonight, so there you go. For Wall Street, for the king, and for... the fantasy executive, my name is Greg Sussman. Good luck on your waivers tonight. Have a fantastic rest of your day. I will see you right back here tomorrow on the Road to the Morning. Goodbye.